Good morning, Gary.
G'day, Roger, and good morning to everyone. How are everyone's having a great Thursday morning?
Mate, yeah, how's your morning going?
Look, mine's going pretty well, but I'm not one of those hundreds of people stuck on the Dagula Highway. Unfortunately, there's been a two-car crash at Brakalba at the top of the range. The road is closed. The latest we have heard is it's set to reopen at about 10:45 a.m. But in the meantime, there are traffic diversions in place. But of course, Roger, this means a lot of people are going onto roads they're not familiar with. So guys, please drive to the conditions. Just take it easy. You're already running late. Don't stress. Follow the road and let's get everybody to their destination in one piece.
And with all that rain, of course, you know, the roads are probably not in the best condition at this time, are they?
No, we've already had reports, in fact, over in the Somerset region, the Brisbane Valley Highway, there's actually been a landslip. The TMR, to their credit, it happened yesterday morning. They've had emergency roadworks in place since yesterday trying to get it all repaired, but it is a big wash away. Well, what we believe is a wash away, a huge hole just has appeared in the road. So again, if you're in the Somerset or travelling through the Somerset, expect some delays. But Roger, as you know yourself, unfortunately, these wet conditions, the road is getting eroded from underneath in a number of places. There's already a lot of bad potholes. It could only be worse. So guys, if you're out on the road, first of all, drive to the conditions. Second of all, if you see anything that is flooded, please forget it, because these washaways, I mean, I saw one yesterday near Wivenhoe Dam, and I kid you not, the hole was approximately 20 to 25 metres deep. If you drive into that, you will not be coming out the other side.
Exactly, and it's just a cause of all these you know, unusual rain events that we've had. Gary, it's been a really busy week news-wise. What has the Sentinel got in store for us this week?
Well, the big news, of course, was the federal election on May 21, so that was last Saturday.
The what?
We do
the what?
Have the winners. Yeah, I know. I've never heard a word about it. I don't know if you're about you, Roger. But, yes, we did have the federal election, and possibly not a huge surprise, our two sitting members were re-elected. It's been that kind of an election. So Shane Newman was returned for the seat of Blair, and, of course, in Longman, we have Terry Young back. The big change, of course, is the change of government. We now have an ALP government under Mr. Albanese. So let's just hope that all those election promises that have been made will be followed through on, and there's plenty for us to follow in the coming weeks.
Very good.
Now, Rog, aside from that, of course, we're still following the story of the bus lanes. Well, I must say, this is something we're actually pushing. We would like to see bus lanes introduced in the Moreton Bay region. Our TMR have told us there are no bus lanes at the moment in Moreton Bay. We're saying, well, we've got an Olympic Games coming up in about 10 years' time. Between now and 2032, there is going to be so much work in place. There's so much roadworks planned. Why can't we say, let's include public transport options, and maybe we can take some cars off the road, and that will help ease the congestion. Now, of course, moving from that, we have ambulance ramping. So again, not a great start to the week. There is a bit of bad news around. Andrew Powell, the state MP for Glasshouse, he's hitting the road hard on this one. He's calling on the state government to release the latest information, because what we're hearing is that, sadly, Caboolture Hospital is ramping at least 35% of ambulance arrivals. Roger, just to clarify, ramping is classed if a patient sits in an ambulance for more than 30 minutes after arriving at a hospital. That's classed as ramping. More than one-third of hospital arrivals by ambulance at Caboolture are being ramped. Now, this is not a hit at the hard-working medical staff, but there does seem to be a more overarching problem with the system.
Wow, okay. I would think it would be an issue if you got to a hospital and you just couldn't get in straight away.
Well, look, that is what we're trying to get to the bottom of. Unfortunately, Queensland Health is not the most forthcoming with information. We've had problems in the past. We will keep asking the questions, but they just keep fobbing us off with non-answers or old data rather than actually answering the questions for the community about what is going on right here and right now. Yes, we know that they've been hit with COVID staff losses, as in, you know, people away sick, but there's no shame in admitting that and actually saying, well, yeah, we are struggling, but here's what we're trying to do. Unfortunately, we're just not getting those answers from Queensland Health.
Right. Okay. What else is happening?
Well, just to wrap up, we'll jump back over to the Somerset. We had a call from a Lowood business, the Lowood Dental. They thought they were supporting the Lowood Bowls Club with some advertising. It turns out it was a little bit of sharp marketing, and it was a printing company from down the Gold Coast who was effectively selling them an advert, and all of the money that they thought they were paying, which was going to help support the Lowood Bowls Club, turns out it wasn't. So the Lowood Bowls Club and Lowood Dental, they're both saying, look, it's great to support local clubs, but if you're going to support the club, it's best to go direct. Don't use a middleman, and that way the money you pay will go and support your local club. And let's face it, Rog, right now there's a lot of local clubs who are looking for a lot of community support. As we said, wet weather is hitting everything.
It is, yeah.
So it's tough times. Now, Roger, let's finish on a happy note. This weekend we have two show balls. Now, if you're very, very quick, you might manage to still get a ticket. Both the Lowood Show Society and the Tagula War Show Society are having their show balls this weekend. I love going to the show balls. It's a fantastic time to get dressed up. The young ladies who come out and present themselves for show girls, show princess, they go to such extreme lengths. The food is always fantastic. And you get a night of dancing as well. So give them a call. Lowood Show Society, Tagula War Show Society. Can you get a ticket to the show ball? Put on your Saturday night best, you know, your suits, ladies. It's a chance to really frock up and go and see the showgirl judging and have a great night out of dinner and dancing at the same time.
That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? I mean, we have just been missing that for so long.
It is. I was lucky enough to go to the Esk Show Ball a couple of weeks ago, and I admit I went all out. I had the dinner suit on and everything. But it's just a great experience, and you really see this is what our community is all about.
That'd be
and as you said, and you have a great time while you're doing it.
That'd be an absolute shocker seeing you in a full suit, wouldn't it?
It doesn't happen very often. normally, you know, when people see me in a suit, you know, it's usually the defendant will please rise.
very good. All right, mate, look, thank you very much for your time, Gary. As always, it is fantastic talking to you. I know how busy you are, and we really do appreciate you taking the time to have a chat with us this morning.
No worries, Roger. It's always great to be on the radio. So 101.5, have a great week, everybody. Stay safe on the roads, because let's face it, we just don't know what's out there. Slow down, drive to the conditions,